Well, I think it's a great decision. I've encouraged them to do this in University of Texas. Also, the Confucius Centers, which was a kind of a soft power of the Chinese Communist Party on our campuses. You know, you'll probably see a bill come out this Congress to ban TikTok nationwide, because it's the app itself, when you download it, is really a backdoor into your phone. It's used as a surveillance mechanism by the CCP, that being the Communist Chinese Party, to access what you're doing on your phone, the app you use, your keystrokes, your web searches, things like that. And I think most, I've got five kids, three at A&M. You know, everybody, the young kids, they like TikTok, but we need an American version of this, and not one that's compromised by the Chinese Communist Party.
Now, we don't want to pick winners and losers, but by the same token, do we need to have another place then for these people to go? Because obviously they'll be angry that they're missing TikTok, maybe not understanding the ramifications of it. But where do we go to get a replacement platform?
Well, that's right. And there are other platforms similar to TikTok in the United States. And what we're going to try to do, you're right. This would be, if I pass this bill in Congress, Scott, I'll probably be very unpopular with my children and their friends. But having said that, their safety is paramount to me. I don't want them to be a victim of the Chinese Communist Party surveilling their activities on the phone. Everything they do on TikTok is retained by China. And so, we're looking at other companies in the United States that can fill that void that's, made in America, that's safe for them to use, safe for our children, and not something that is, under surveillance.